8:13 at AM 9:30. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams. Again, 22 degrees and scattered snow flurries. Road conditions much worse if you're heading into Lake or Ashtabula counties this morning. Snow still falling there. And some places have 4, 6, 8, 10 inches of snow on the ground. So be careful if you're heading out that way. Well, in studio with me now, longtime friend, morning show contributor John Basala, who I've known since 1973, and we had him in last year, and the reason he's back again this year is because he pretty much keeps track of people in the music industry who pass on in a passing year and uses that material to salute their greatest works. John, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here in a bittersweet way.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And, you know, way back when, we got off to a tough start with the passing of David Bowie. More on that in a moment, but let's get things off. We're going to kick it up a gear here.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbirds sing.
Jailhouse Rock, of course, by Elvis, but what's the hook here, John?
The hook here is American guitarist, the guy who backed Elvis, Scotty Moore, and this is a seminal recording for Scotty Moore in that the power chord at the beginning of Jailhouse Rock was developed by him and drummer DJ Fontana, and they took it from a 1940 swing version of the Anvil Chorus. So when you hear the beginning, boom, boom, that's where they got that from. And he backed Elvis, Scotty Moore backed Elvis Presley from 1954 until his Hollywood days, which would be in the 1960s.
All right, up next, speaking of guitarists. Sounding a little bit like Duane Eddy, but no, it's not Duane, John.
It is Al Chiola, famous American guitarist and composer. Had a nice long life of 96 years. He recorded over 50 albums and worked with some of the biggest names in the 20th century world of music. And he had hits with Bonanza and the Magnificent Seven. Of course, we're hearing Bonanza right now.
Even in that, you can hear parts of The Magnificent Seven,
yes.
Or at least a thread of that in there.
Well, Al Chiola recorded many movie and TV themes, and there was, of course, some big production behind that. Don Costa was responsible for the large orchestral arrangements in Al Chiola recordings. Next up is a song that I really like, and it was basically a one-time-in-the-big-time artist, Gogi Grant.
And John, when was that a hit?
Okay, that was a hit in the early 1960s, I believe. I'll have to check and look. But anyway, Gogi Grant is another person been around for a long time, and she had a nice long life of 91 years. And this was her one big hit. It was number one for 8 weeks. 8 weeks in 1956. Now, you know, there's a lot of artists who you have their stage name kind of coincide with their real name, but not the case with Gogi Grant. She was born Myrtle Audrey Ahrensburg, and somehow she came up with Gogi Grant as how she was going to record. In fact, she began recording in 1952 as Audrey Brown. So,
okay.
So Gogi Grant, 91 years old, we say goodbye to her.
Here's another song from another star.
Yeah. The feeling doesn't go away. The feeling doesn't go away.
And that would be K-Star.
Right, and this is not one of her starring recordings. She was 94 years old, another person had a great long life. Well, her biggest hits were in the early and mid-50s, The Wheel of Fortune and Rock and Roll Waltz. And the song you just heard was actually a much later recording that came out in 1981 by K-Star called The Feeling Doesn't Go Away. And our feeling for Kay doesn't go away. She was born Catherine Laverne Stark, so there's a K kind of fits in there. And Billie Holiday considered her to be the only white woman who could sing the blues. Yeah. So in 1967, Kay said, a singer is no more than an actor set to music. Next up, we have another person that has, this is an interesting one. We're going to play Frank Sinatra Jr. Yeah, Frank Sinatra Jr. did some recording, and it seems like he spent much of his adult life supporting and remembering the old Blue Eyes. And if you close your eyes and listen closely, I think you will hear Old Blue Eyes in this song by Frank Sinatra Jr. that came out in 1977 called Lovin' You Gets Better All the Time.
The first time we were lovers, the first time we were one, I never knew just what we'd started, what we'd become.
There's a tone in there, John.
Mm-hmm.
No mistaking that tone.
He spent most of his early career on the road and was a guest on TV shows and hosted a summer replacement show for the Dean Martin Show. And he sang with his own band in Las Vegas, where a lot of these individuals mm-hmm. go.
Speaking of go, let's go out to Bakersfield, California.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free.
The great Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about him and leave the music playing so we can hear that big chorus. Okay. Anyway, he was 79 years old, of course, the big superstar. His band was The Strangers, and he continued releasing successful albums throughout the 1990s and 2000s. He was a 1994 inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. This song you're hearing now, Okie from Muskogee, predated later patriotic music by the likes of Charlie Daniels. Here comes the big refrain.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
Now, next up, I'm looking at your list here. This one surprised me. I did not know this gentleman had passed away this year.
Yes, this is Sonny James, and he was born James Hugh Loudon, and his biggest hit, of course, was called Young Love. Now, Sonny James had 72 country and pop chart releases from 1953 through 1983. Now, talk about a long career, including an unprecedented five-year streak of 16 straight Billboard number one singles among his 26 number one hits.
There's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found my. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart.
23 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams. More from John Basala as we take a look back musically at 2016. 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning. We have 22 degrees. I'm Craig Adams along with John Basala, as we take a look back at 2016 musically, those people who have passed on, and a lot of people like this one have left behind some mighty fine work.
I'm up on the tight wires, one side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.
Leon Russell, John, maybe an acquired taste to some, but
yes,
an excellent songwriter.
74 years old, Tightrope was his biggest hit. But did you know that he recorded 31 albums? Of course, he performed with many superstars. Recorded 31 albums. Now, the B-side of that single we just heard a little piece of, Tightrope, is the song This Masquerade, which later became a big hit for George Benson and has been recorded by many artists. Leon Russell passed away on November 13th at the age of 74.
And earlier this year, we got word of perhaps one of the more significant deaths, and this is the actual ABC alert.
David Bowie's dead, just announced by his spokesman and family a few hours ago after turning 69 last Friday, just releasing a new album, Black Star. Dead after a year and a half battle with cancer. This says Bowie in his golden years, with the new release was sparking excitement again, 37 years after this first hit, Space Odyssey.
Ground control to Major Tom.
A word that'll be overused today because it's accurate is iconic. His music, his looks, his style, singer, songwriter, actor, also hugely influential. Bowie told our ABC News partners, the BBC, over a decade ago he thought he'd be dead by 30.
But you don't, you know, you get past it and then suddenly you're 30 and you're 40 and then you're 50 and 57 and all that. And it's a new land, you know. I'm a pioneer, me and my kind.
Another word, pioneer. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The ABC report there, John, from January 11th.
Right, and I can also point out that that song you heard a lot of it in there, Space Oddity, was David Bowie's first big hit in the United Kingdom.
This is...
But he didn't make it big into the United States until 1973.
And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. To leave the capsule if you dare.
Small gene genius snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders.
Gene genie lives on his back. The gene genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The gene genie, let yourself go.
And I should point
out, this is ground control to Major Tom.
That way, I'd like to point out that we also should mention the American drummer for David Bowie, Dennis Davis, died at the age of 64. He was hired by David Bowie in 1975 for Young Americans. And Davis formed the rhythm section, which performed on a number of Bowie albums released in the 1970s. And the snare sound on David Bowie's Low album is considered one of the most influential music recording aspects in popular music, and was done by other people. Dennis Davis died at 64 on April 6th.
8:30 here at AM 930. And as we continue our look back at 2016 musically, John, we're going to take a break for news. Matt Douglas will check in. Is it okay with you to hold you over for another segment?
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay, we'll do a little bit more. It's sad to say there are more, and we even had one, again, reported yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up here on AM 930. John Basala back in the studio with us as we take a look back at the people who have passed on in the music business in 2016.
And it was a tough time this year for Emerson, Lake & Palmer. First on March 10th, Keith Emerson passed away of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. He was also in a band called The Nice, and he was the keyboardist, and you get to hear a little bit of his keyboard action in ELP's version of Fanfare for the Common Man. This is a particularly sad one. Keith Emerson passed away, suicide by gunshot. Very, very sad. He was also involved in Emerson, Lake and Powell, Cozy Powell, for one album in 1986. And then, of course, on December 7th, just a couple of days ago, Greg Lake passed away, of course, of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. In 1975, he had his biggest hit, a Christmas song called I Believe in Father Christmas.
Welcome back, my friends!
If you're of a certain age, you'll probably remember the distinctive sound of Emerson, Lake & Palmer on some scratchy old vinyl. Greg Lake was one of the founding fathers of British progressive rock. His manager confirms he died after a long, stubborn battle with cancer. The singer and bassist was also known each and every Christmas for this classic.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas.
Greg Lake, dead at 69. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And Greg Lake often talked about the musical influences that propelled that band.
One of the things we decided to do was to try and draw more upon our European roots, our own roots, for inspiration. I think you'll find that after ELP, there were tons and tons of rock bands that incorporated European-influenced music. And I think overall, that would be my biggest reflective joy in those records, that it did throw open the floodgates to be able to simply appreciate classical music, for example.
Greg Lake talking about the musical influences of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
On February 4th, we lost Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. He was the Earth, Wind & Fire founder. He served as the band's main songwriter and record producer and was co-lead singer with Philip Bailey. They were nominated for 20 Grammys and won 7 of them. And here's a little medley of many Earth, Wind & Fire hits. Little touch of Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire right here. And next up, we got another R&B giant. His name is Rod Temperton. This is one of their hits, Boogie Nights, the band Heatwave.
Boogie Night, get that groove.
Rod also wrote Give Me the Night, Off the Wall, and Rock With You, and Thriller, all for, of course, Michael Jackson. He became a member of Heatwave by answering an advertisement. And then another big artist that passed away in 2016 is a member of the Eagles. His name is Glenn Frey. Here is Already Gone, followed by a little touch of a solo song by Glenn called I Found Somebody.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
And on July 17th, we lost Gary S. Paxton. You may say, who? Well, he was the lead singer and member, maybe the only member of the Hollywood Argyles who did the song Alley Oop. I've got a little touch of Alley Oop here from 1960s, followed up by a solo record he made in 1974 called The Clone Affair, credited to Gary S. Paxton and the Gary S. Paxton Singers. Listen to the weirdness of both of these tunes.
He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley Oop. He's the toughest man that is alive. Clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
I had a dream last night. I dreamed I was cloned. The clone and I became friends immediately because we had so much in common. Our relationship was great at first because everything I suggested was right in line with what the clone wanted to do. Our minds were right in tune, and soon we communicated completely on all levels.
Well, John, they don't make records like that anymore, they might say.
No, that's right, and Gary S. Paxton had his own Garpax record label, which the Monster Mash was put on. And finally, we're going to feature the other big superstar like David Bowie. That, of course, is the sad April 21st death of Prince. He's an actor. He won an Oscar and won Grammys in 1984, 86, 2004, and 2007. Here's a little touch of Little Red Corvette.
Corvette, baby, that's too fast. Little Red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should
go. By any measure, John, a very tough year.
Yeah,
if you're a music
absolutely.
Fan.
Absolutely. And lastly, mentioned Vanity, who was a Canadian singer, and she was discovered by Prince. And after her music career was over, she totally renounced all of the secular things she was doing and became a born-again Christian in 1994 and walked away from that lifestyle.
Now, if people want to hear more of this, because there is unfortunately much more, where can they hear this?
Well, on Sunday evening, January 1st, from 5 p.m. all the way till midnight, there will be a tribute show on WBWC, which is at 88.3 FM, as well as online at WBWC.com. And we're going to play the complete songs of a whole bunch of artists from 5 p.m. until midnight. And we'll be kind of going chronologically with the older artists like K-Star and Julius La Rosa in the 5 o'clock hour, and ending in the 10 and 11 o'clock hour with more recent artists, such as Matt Roberts from Three Doors Down, who wrote the song Kryptonite.
All right. John, thank you. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.